Olsen fakes it for pass in zone. Yes, touchdown to Greg Olsen.
Wilson just got it away. There's Keith Lee. Touchdown, Carolina.
Hello and welcome to the Keep Sounding Podcast. This is your Panthers selection at number 6 overall reaction show. This is Brian joined by John and Brad as always. John, how are you doing on this draft night?
Good. That name for the show rolled right off the tongue.
Yep. Thank you.
I think you did a great job there, Brian.
Thank you. Thank you. Brad, how are you? Oh, God.
I'm actually happy.
It's okay, right? Brian's phone's ringing off the hook from all the draft news.
I mean, I put mine on vibrate, but, you know, it is.
Well, some people are more dedicated to the show than others.
You know, it's fine. I wasn't expecting a text message. It's fine. Anyway.
I'm actually happy for this. This team has done something that has made me happy for the first time since, I want to say, 2017. And I don't know what to do with my hands right now. Like, we finally... We made the right decision. We made the smart decision. We took the best player on our board, who also happened to be the best player left at the position we've neglected for almost a decade now. So, you know, go Panthers.
Go Panthers.
Panthers had their choice of any of the top offensive tackles, scenario that I don't think any of us expected. I mean, all the mock drafts had at least one tackle going in the top five.
I'm surprised Evan Neal was still on the board. And I'm also surprised that Ikwunu was still on the board.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to have to settle for Charles Cross. I really did.
And even then, that really wouldn't have been settling.
No, it wouldn't. Like... Yeah, that's like, it makes it sound like Charles Cross is bad. That's like settling for a BMW, you know, like, or, you know. So it's not settling. That's a bad way to say it, but.
Right. But he was basically more of a projection and
he was the third ranked of the three.
He was the guy who was basically more like he was more pass protection leaning from what I had read about him, where it seems like Ikwunu is a little more balanced. The analyst described him as a road grader, so that's good because Carolina is very clearly going to be leaning into the run game this year, especially if they don't go get a quarterback in a trade somewhere. They're going to be leaning into the run game to keep Sam Darnold not running the offense, basically. So, great pick, in my opinion. I wanted a safety, obviously, but that's for the chaos reasons. So, but no, I mean, the way the draft fell, I mean, I know they tried their damnedest to trade out of that pick. That's why it took so long to go in. But they just settled. They didn't get an offer they wanted, so they just sat down and said, you know what, we're just going to take the highest offensive tackle on our board, and that's just sometimes you just gotta do the easy thing, you know?
According to Twitter, Icky was our highest player in the entire draft. He was our number one player on our board.
That's a
position, regardless of position. So,
I mean, watching the, like, I had the ESPN broadcast on, and one of the people, I think it might have been Lewis Riddick, was like, said it was like his best player, or at least some people have them as their best player. So it's not like a hot take or like, what are the Panthers thinking
he runs over people. Like he will go out into the second level and just demolish people. He is the perfect pick. Like, we need a guy that can do that. And I am over the moon with this selection. I don't think I could be happier. I know we tried to trade down. I'm actually glad we didn't, because I know there's the argument, you know, Charles Cross and X player is better. I don't think so. I think Ikwunu is miles better than anybody else at the left tackle position in this draft class, and I think we made the right decision to just go ahead and take the guy. Sometimes you should just take the guy you like at 6 or at 5 or at 7, whatever pick you have. If he's there, just take the guy because you like him. You already liked him enough to have him on your board. Just take him. Don't make it complicated. Don't overthink it. Just do it.
The other point I want to bring up as well is Evan Neal seems like he was the guy who could play both left tackle and right tackle. I believe he played right tackle in college.
He played both in college.
So for the Giants, that pick made the most sense for them because they already kind of have a left tackle where the Panthers didn't. Like, so I think that this pick made the most sense. I feel like it would have had to have been between him and Cross, and I just think that this guy's more complete. And
I think they wanted Cross because they didn't think there was a scenario available to them where both Ekwonu and Neal would be available.
Right.
Like, I don't think that Fitterer even thought that Ekwonu was a realistic option. Because, I mean, it was odd seeing so many defensive players go, you know, all five in a row like that.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's a very unusual looking, like, top five, where it's like defensive end, corner, corner, defensive end. Like, one, I don't think you ever see that many. I think there was, like, three offensive tackles in the first three picks a few years ago. Like, the Jake Fisher one, mm-hmm. maybe?
Yeah.
But Eric other than Fisher, that, like,
yeah.
But Eric Fisher, yeah. But other than that, you don't usually see like three players in the same position drafted that highly. And you definitely, it's rare to see a corner taken that high, especially two of them.
Yeah, back to back. And arguably the best defensive player got picked last. Like,
yeah, Kevin, out of the five.
Kevon Thibodeau is the best one of those five, I think. And it was odd that he got picked fifth instead of first.
It's also,
like, I thought that Walker and Thibodeau would have been flip-flopped.
Also odd that the Giants would have taken Thibodeau at five, knowing the Panthers would not have, when they should have probably taken the offensive lineman they liked better.
I don't know. I think we
that I think about it, yeah.
If they would have taken Ekwonu at five, I think we may have been tempted to take Thibodeau at six. And I would have been happy with that too, because we need an edge rusher too.
Now that I think about it, I guess you're right. Like, if they're like, yeah, Ekwonu and Neal are, we're fine with either one, take Thibodeau because he's completely different, and then we'll just take whichever of the linemen the Panthers don't take.
Yeah, yeah. Thibodeau and Neal is better than Ekwonu and, I don't know, who else would they have
who
taken?
Else, whatever
yeah,
else they like, taken yeah. Adam.
They would have had to trade down or something, because I think getting Thibodeau and then getting Neal is a better two-pick.
Yeah, you start getting into, like,
yeah, you start yeah, getting like into what position. Do we do now if we right. pick Thibodeau, then we, yeah. So I don't think they want to
worry
about
that. It does feel
that.
Like, what, like a seven-player draft? Like, I feel like the top seven that have already gone by now is the top seven that everybody expected. Maybe not quite in the order.
Yeah, because the Falcons took a wide receiver, and while he's a good wide receiver, I think they kind of hate the fact that all of those players went in the top seven picks.
Right. Yeah. They're just like, hopefully someone, like, they're probably rooting that the Panthers, like, for the Panthers to take a quarterback, or even the Giants, because they just decided they're not picking up Daniel Jones through your option. Take a quarterback and make and push somebody down to them.
Right. So I know we've been giving this offense, this coaching staff / front office a lot of shit this offseason, especially over the Sam Darnold thing. But the one thing that they talked about the most was retooling the offensive line. Currently, Panthers have obviously Ekwonu slated to be the starting left tackle from day one. I don't think anybody disputes that. Left guard, little up in the air. Bozeman, center. I'm losing his name.
Corbett
at right guard, Moten at right tackle. So, left guard, theoretically, I mean, the Panthers already, like, last year they were saying they thought that Christensen could be a all-pro left guard. So, in theory, the offensive line is fixed. I mean,
it's also, yeah. Like, if you're good everywhere and your only weakness is, like, one of the guard spots, it's probably the easiest place to cover it.
Yeah. I mean, they have, you know.
Like, if you had to pick one hole on your offensive line, it's probably left guard.
Right, right. And, you know, they obviously have Pat Elflein, who could still play that position. I'm sure they could put Irving there in a pinch, and obviously Christensen, plus the myriad of guys who can play center / guard. So,
yeah, you can figure that out.
Yeah, exactly. So, that, I mean,
I actually like the fact that we have to figure it out. Like, we don't have to figure out the other problem with an offensive line, like which directional school from the middle of, like, New Mexico are we gonna get as a UDFA to hopefully be our left tackle that doesn't get hurt because the other three guys are all hurt. Like, we don't have that problem anymore.
It's like, instead of having like five, like our four mediocre options competing for like three offensive line spots. We have four mediocre offensive linemen competing for one spot to be the best.
Exactly. Exactly. You can hide one guy.
Yeah.
That's
it's like, which three of these five bad players will be the starters. Now it's like, well, we only have one place for the bad guys to fill out.
Yeah. You can hide one. You can't hide three. Like right. when Taylor Moten is the only good offensive lineman you have, it doesn't really matter who your quarterback is. You're going to struggle. And I mean,
we got
Taylor Moten out there
like blocking his man. And then he's like, ooh, good.
The other four guys are just
six defensive,
turnstiles,
linemen in the backfield.
Yeah.
On top of quarterback and the rest of the offensive line is like strewn about like a battle scene. Yeah.
Well, the other benefit, too, is that now we don't have to play the where the hell is Brady Christensen going to play on the offensive line game. Now we know they're going to put him at left guard, and he's going to be considered, I guess, the backup left tackle, maybe
probably
the swing backup offensive tackle position. So overall, I mean, the most stabilizing pick they could have made for sure. Obviously, you hope Christian McCaffrey is healthy because now he's got a pretty solid, in theory, obviously, Ekwonu's a rookie, so we'll – hopefully he pans out, but it's hard not to see him panning out based on all the information that was out there. So now the question goes to the quarterback. Because
are you guys ready for Baker Mayfield?
Yeah, that yep. I mean,
he's going to be a Panther tomorrow. Probably.
Or not later.
Jimmy G.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I would think that you package Sam Darnold for a trade and you throw out some assets for one of those two, bring them in, and there you have it. And you just see what happens this year, I guess. I'm still of the mindset that riding out the Sam Darnold thing makes the most sense, but at the same time, I know, despite what they've been saying, I believe Matt Rhule is going to do whatever he can to try and have a competitive team this year so he can, you know, stick around, so... Which is going to upset some fans.
Just said the Baker Mayfield thing, like right as I said that in our message.
Oh, in the Slack chat,
yeah. Right? Like right before I didn't even see that, and it's just like, better not go trade for Baker Mayfield. Like, I got some bad news, Eric. There's a very real chance we trade for Baker Mayfield. It has been interesting that it almost feels like it's talked about like it's almost like a foregone conclusion. Other than there was like the report that came out the other night that was like the Panthers are not going to trade for Baker Mayfield tonight, if at all.
They were gonna see how the draft went.
Right. But it was like
they're gonna do it.
The fact that that's even like a thing that's being reported is like you didn't hear like the Seahawks are not gonna trade for Baker Mayfield. Like that wasn't a news story.
No, you know what I mean? The Panthers are not gonna do it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So we totally are. I mean, Baker Mayfield is better than Sam Darnold.
Right. As long as
and
like
I know that's not saying much, but he's better than Sam Darnold. And if you're trying to save your job, then you want to upgrade the quarterback position. And Baker Mayfield, whether you like him or not, he is an upgrade over what we currently have. He is better than Sam Darnold and PJ Walker and whoever our third guy is. I don't even know if we have a third quarterback on the roster right now.
I mean, people talk a lot of shit on Baker, but he's thrown for 4,000 yards in his career.
He's actually not, I mean, his teammates hate him, but he's not a bad player. He's just,
like he's bad.
He's a, he's a Dodge Charger that thinks he's a Ferrari, but
right.
You know, but he's not a bad player.
Well, let me lay this out for you real quick.
He threw 26 touchdowns and 8 interceptions last year, like 2020, like the year before last. Like it was pretty good.
He's better than Sam Darnold.
This year he was hurt. He had all the ligaments in his arms were torn. So he was not good this year.
Let me lay this out for you real quick though as well. A quarterback of Baker Mayfield's stature, he was taken first overall, correct?
Right.
Yes. In the same draft that Sam Darnold was drafted third.
Take it third, yeah. In that scenario, when you're the first overall pick at quarterback, you're expected to not just be the starting quarterback and be successful. You're expected to be the face of the franchise. Carolina, when they brought Sam Darnold in, they did not expect that from him. They basically were like, he doesn't need to be the leader. He just needs to do his job. In theory, with Baker Mayfield, if you just bring him in and say, hey, you don't need to be the face of our franchise. You don't need to be you know, some personality where you're the, where you're leading everything, you're talked about everywhere. You're just the quarterback. We just need you to win. We just need you to win football games and not fuck things up. Theoretically, I mean, maybe I'm reaching here, but that's probably a better role for someone like Baker, whose personality is apparently kind of divisive, right? Am I talking myself into this?
Kind of divisive is putting it kindly.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield will not, regardless of what he is told, will not. He will always talk, and he will always think of himself as a leader.
Yes.
And maybe that's a good thing, but like, they're like, Baker Mayfield's not going to be like a shut up and do your job type of person. Like, that's not his personality at all, which I don't think is the worst thing in the world. But like, but I do. You're right in the sense that it'll be a similar situation to Sam Darnold, where you're second stop.
Can you repeat that, John? You cut out a little bit.
You're never like expected to be the savior at your second stop.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you don't. Unless you're like a weird situation where it's like the, like Russell Wilson or like, you know, the Peyton Manning thing a while ago, basically if you're going to the Broncos, you know, everybody's just like, maybe this will work. And that's kind of like the ceiling of your expectations. And I think that is always helpful as opposed to being like, you know, somewhere, especially like Cleveland, where it's like, hey, we've been terrible for forever. You're going to come change that.
We're all miserable and we hate everything. Please win games. Like, nobody can do that. Like, I mean, so I wouldn't be, it depends on what we give up, but I wouldn't be terribly upset if we traded for Baker Mayfield. Well, especially if we can convince Cleveland to take Sam Darnold.
Well, as Brad and I were saying on the other show, like, Sam Darnold is not going to make waves. Like, Cleveland shot themselves in the foot because they have no leverage now with Baker. Like,
especially by signing Jacoby Brissett, like, specifically to be.
Yeah, Sam Darnold will be the third guy in Cleveland for the $18.8 million, but Baker will not. He will be a distraction. So just trade for the guy that won't be a distraction. You're paying the same amount of money.
Yeah, but I think the Browns' counterpoint would be like, why don't we just pay neither of them?
That is, well, yeah, if they can convince somebody to give them something for Baker.
For Mayfield, like, right. Oh, yeah. Unless, yeah, if they have no other options and they're like, the only way to get out of Baker's contract is to trade him for an equally large contract, then yeah.
Well, they want him around. They want someone around who can start, which I guess Jacoby Brissett fits that profile, but they need people around because there's no real...
I mean, Darnold would end up being their number two guy for at least six games, presumably, because Watson is probably going to get suspended, so...
That's true.
Yeah, that's what I was getting.
They probably do want a guy that has started before. They don't want to just draft a guy in the sixth round or whatever. So, I mean, I don't know if Cleveland really wants to do it. It's the same amount of money. Like, it's not they're not losing any money or adding any money to their cap. But if they get somebody who will say, hey, yeah, we'll give you a day three pick next year for Baker. They'd probably do it.
Right.
But I think they have to pay. I think they have to pay Baker's contract regardless.
Yeah. I don't know the details of all that, but I mean, like, they're certainly not going to keep him.
No, Baker will not be a Brown.
Unless they find a way to trade Baker, they're paying him regardless.
I'm going to look it up because the fifth year option is weird. In regards to how the cap works when you trade a guy.
No, it's not.
It is, because it's fully guaranteed. It's fully guaranteed money. Yeah. When it's not fully guaranteed, the trading team only has to pay the non-guaranteed.
No, but that's what happened with Sam Darnold. When the Jets traded him the entire portion of the fifth. Oh, wait, they hadn't picked that up yet. You're right.
Yeah, we're talking about Baker Mayfield, though.
No, you're right. I was thinking about it. I was thinking about it being the same situation, but the option hadn't been picked up yet when the Darnold trade happened.
Actually, if they trade him, they do not have to pay the cap hit. Whoever trades for him does.
Okay.
Ouch.
If they cut him, they pay the entire cap hit.
Right.
Same goes true for Sam Darnold, because they have the exact same deal, because it's the same fifth-year option for a top five in the first round quarterback. So
yeah, except Baker's would be like, oh no, it's the same. It's the same.
No,
contract.
It is the,
literally,
it is
yeah,
the
yeah,
exact,
exactly the same.
They are exactly identical contracts.
Yeah, because it's just like an average of however many players at the position, right? That they get.
For yeah, it's $18.85 million.
Sheesh.
And it's 1 year, and it's fully guaranteed. And the only way you can get out of it is if you trade it to somebody else. So good yeah. luck, Cleveland, trying to trade an almost $19 million cap hit on a guy that you've made unhappy to the point where he is going to be a distraction to you. Like good, and who had a bad year last year. Credit to him, it was due to injury, but the fact remains, he had a bad year last year. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Yeah,
we
maybe
may be their only hope.
Yeah, maybe the best they can do is just a like-for-like swap.
Now, they may also be able to like-for-like swap with and give us Baker for Darnold and then flip Darnold for a conditional pick to somebody who, you know, their quarterback gets hurt or something in the middle of the year. Or they might want to hang on to Baker for that scenario.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I like how we're over here. What have we become where we're talking about the merits of Baker Mayfield being the team's quarterback? Which I like Baker Mayfield.
I like Baker Mayfield, but it's probably going to happen.
Right. You got to just accept
Jimmy
it.
G. Yeah, you got to accept it. We're probably going to trade for Baker or Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right.
And I would rather trade for Baker because it's a one-year deal.
Yeah. Plus, I think Baker feels like he has higher upside.
Yeah, I think we know what Jimmy G is. Like, yeah, I don't think there's any upside. Yeah, Jimmy G's just a guy.
I mean, he's a
better looking Ryan Tannehill.
Basically.
I mean, that's not a bad thing, though. I mean, the Niners have been very successful when he's, you know, healthy. So, I don't know.
Right. It's just, you know, I mean,
he's
maybe
a guy that everything around him has
to
go right. Yeah, everything has to go right for him.
Which Baker kind of is too, but
Baker
also
kind of is too. Yeah,
Baker had like shows like more. I feel like glimpses of being like, oh yeah, this guy's got some. Like I think Baker's more talented. I guess is the way to put it. And so with that, you always think like maybe he'll figure it out and be just good instead of just talented.
The Saints just took a wide receiver, Ohio State wide receiver Chris Olave. By the way, they traded up.
That's what they built all that ammunition for.
Apparently, yeah.
I mean, they did. They do need a wide receiver.
So our two division rivals so far have taken wide receivers, one of which don't have a quarterback.
Is that three straight picks? No, there is one not wide receiver.
And everyone gave me shit when I said the Panthers should build up their secondary. Fuck all of you.
I mean, our secondary is not bad.
No, it's good now. Not bad. We actually built it. We just
yes.
We just didn't pick a safety of the six.
No, I mean, I was doing that for the memes, but people were pissed when they brought Dante Jackson back. Like, I understood them doing that. Jason Horn's going to be back.
Yeah.
Like, nah. You know.
The team, I feel, and this is, like, my concern. I have two things here. The only concern I have is, like, where do you get a quarterback now? Because it feels like the team, assuming everybody plays to expectations, is going to be, like, at least decent. And it's going the only thing missing, really, the only glaring flaw on the roster right now is quarterback.
Yep.
And that's the hardest thing to get, especially when that's your only flaw.
But I also think that Darnold, he has a chance to be decent. Like, he has no excuses now.
Yeah. I feel like we also said that last year, though.
We did. So I'm just trying to be.
Fool me once, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to be hopeful.
Well, I mean, the excuse that Darnold has and that many NFL analysts, including Steve Smith, Tony Romo, brought up is how can a quarterback be successful behind that shit offensive line? Well, now that's taken off the table here. So,
right.
At least in theory.
Right. But we talked about this ad nauseum during the season. The rebuttal to that is like great players can at least show some signs of being good players in bad situations. If you need the situation to be good, then you're not good.
Yeah.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? Like, obviously, his play is going to be hampered by the offensive line. But, like, if you're, like, the worst quarterback in the NFL because your offensive line's bad, you're probably not going to become a good quarterback because your offensive line's good. It should be less bad. The other thing I wanted to say real quick, this is just a general like draft analysis comment. I think I say this every year. It's so funny to me when they're like on the draft broadcast, they're talking about the Panthers. Should they take a quarterback? Should they take an offensive lineman? And the guy is saying like quarterback is not a good value here. They're really ranked more like the 15th to 20th best players in this draft class. It's like, that's cool. Panthers don't have a draft pick in the 15 to 20 range. If they want a quarterback, they have to take it before that.
Yep.
It's like
pick the guy you want when it's your turn to pick. You can't, yeah. You can't say, oh, well, I can't take this guy because he's a late first rounder. Well, you don't right. have a pick in the late first round.
Right. Like, I get, you know, you have to be smart and you can't just like take bad players because
yeah,
you
don't
want
take
to, like,
a kicker in the in at six or whatever.
Right. But it's just, it happens in fantasy football too. But it's just like, yeah, if the Panthers want a quarterback, they really should wait till like they're like till they the 15th or 16th pick to take one. Like, well, they can't do that.
Well, they can't do that. It's illegal to pick twice unless you have the picks.
Roger Goodell's like, the Panthers have claimed the 16th pick,
Scott yeah. Fitterer and Matt Rule took the GM out back and beat
the
him.
GM's
to that.
Laid in a heap yeah. in the corner. Yeah,
yeah.
yeah, Roger Goodell's walking up with a card, and instead of saying like Houston Texans, it's just like scribbled over with a pen and says Carolina
yeah,
Panthers.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was just, I just always think that's funny when it's like, I get like when it gets like,
I
it
get
gets
it,
analyzed
dude.
From like a big picture.
They also have to justify the reason that they're on television for 6
right.
hours.
Oh yeah.
You know, and I get it. Like if, for example, we took Kenny Pickett like at 6 overall, they have to say, well, there are 12 players better than Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
Available, but they need a quarterback. So
right.
Nobody wanted to trade up with them, so they just have to take their guy.
Remember, right. guys, the draft is all about value.
Yeah, exactly.
Value. God, I went on a rant about that years ago on CSR, and then all the fans picked up that, and they started using the word value in all their comments. That was the worst time ever. I don't know if you guys remember that.
I do.
Yeah. It's like, value! And it's like, oh, well, now we're going to make it a meme. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
well, the
it.
Unless something crazy happens, guys, the Panthers don't pick again until day 3, so you won't hear any reactions or analysis on picks from us tomorrow because we don't have any. So
enjoy your Friday night off.
Enjoy yeah. your Friday night off. Now, watch, we'll probably trade for the future for a second rounder tomorrow or something, but if that happens, we'll be back tomorrow with another recap show. And if it doesn't, then we'll talk to you again on Saturday.
It'll happen when we trade Sam Darnold back to the Jets for the picks that we gave them.
That would be awesome, actually.
just takes backsies.
Yes, that would be awesome.
That would be pretty hilarious. Oh, man.
See you guys.
Later.
Yep, later.